Blog Talk Radio. The Cargill and Lions shall break every chain.
Just a second. Well, I try to get Brother DeWall. Trying to open up your mic, Brother DeWall. It ain't open yet. Just a second. Okay, Brother DeWall, you on with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Brother Drew?
All right, doing great, sir. How you?
All right, Brother Drew, before we get into the subject, we have to look at something that I just noticed that we ain't talked about. I guess we're going to have to talk about it. Is when the New World Order come in, we have to ask our question. When the New World Order do come in, and it is coming in because it's already in place right now, what would be the education system and what would be the religious system? Because there's a New World education system and a New World religious system. And if you notice, the New World education and religious system is being put in place right up under our eyes, Brother Drew. most of the people ain't aware of it, but it didn't start. Yes, did it? It started back in 1959. I can trace the history all the way back to 1959. See, if you don't know the history, if you don't know the history of the past, then you don't know your future, because the history of the past, if you don't know that damn history, you relive that history. And wherever you were at that point of time in that history, you still it. Meaning that if you was a royalty in that time in history that's repeating itself right now, you are the same royalty. If you're the aristocrat, the same government. So when you look at your situation in America in 2016, your ass is an emancipated slave. You're still a damn emancipated slave. And see, as we speak, common sense is telling us this now, brother. We look at this shit in a deep way, and it ain't nobody's goddamn opinion. It's a fact. And when we first started this, I started sniper school and scout school, because this is what I was taught. At 6 years old, I was taught sniper school and scout school, way before I went to any military institution, by a man that died when I was in freshman in high school in 1960. He was 120 years old. He born in 1840, my great-great-grandfather, Red Hawk. And when I started this sniper school and scout school a long time ago, Brother Drew, when we first met, I told you the story that my daddy, he would look at me and say, "Little Hawk," he said, "are you a goddamn FBI?" Well, whenever he would say that, Brother Drew, I knew I was safe from an ass whooping. I had messed up. He was going to explain to me this mess up that I did, but I first had to explain to him what an FBI was. And I would say, "Yes, sir, Daddy, that FBI don't stand for Federal Bureau of Investigation. It don't stand for that, and you ain't that. It stands for fat, black, and ignorant, and you is that." That's what he was at. Because I had made a mistake on something that I was doing for him. I had made a mistake. But I was safe when he would say that, because the next time I knew that if he had to repeat himself on this, see, when you messed up and he had them give you a safety, the next time you mess up, all you feel is a thundering on your ass.
All right.
Like he was saying, like a ball of lightning and a streak of heat, he'd be on your ass with a whole 4 feet, God damn it. Tear your ass up and be hitting you so fast. Shit, when daddy got on your ass, you didn't recognize the pain until he had done hit you about 15 or 20 times, because he was so goddamn fast with that shit. And these ass whooping would last, my ass whooping lasted 5, 10, 15 minutes, according to what I had messed up. And this Negro man, he didn't have no break in whooping your ass at that fast speed. And the pain would sit in about 20 or 30 strokes ahead. But then when pain did sit in, it was a shock to your goddamn brain. And he would explain this shit to your ass, how this shit would go feel before he put this ass whooping on you. Brother Drew, and you know what? He wasn't bullshitting. That's how it felt. Well, this is what's happening to you right now if you don't understand where you are. Now, when we first picked up this study I used a lot of ancient books that was handed down to me by my forefathers, my grandmothers, and my great-great-grandfathers and great-great-grandmothers. One of those books on my mama's side was a book called The Learned Elders of Protocol. On my mama's side was an Ashkenazi Jew. My great-great-grandfather was an Ashkenazi Jew that I catted with him. So he taught me as I catted with him from 7 years old to 18 years old. I graduated from high school in Crockett, Texas. And when we went into the Learned Elders of Protocol, and I know you sit in a mini class with me with this, Brother Drew, we found out that when we become FBI's first black investigators, that's what I would tell my daddy, yeah, daddy, I'm an FBI, I'm first black investigator. And when we become the first black investigators, and then we investigate this, protocol is the book, certain books that we follow orders by. See, the word protocol means orders. And so if we go in certain order after we read so many books of wisdom and knowledge, we dialogue the book and break down the book to see which one is the number one, number two book to read. And the number one book is Learn Elders of Protocol, as we speak. They say keep everything messianic in protocol number six. So when we keep everything messianic, then we breaking down codes, Brother Drew. We ain't in these organizations, but we code breakers. You see what I'm saying, Brother Drew? We Yah man. You see, we Yah man, and we done broke your goddamn codes through your signs and symbols and numbers that the ass brought over here in the ninth century with the Germanic race of people. All of you people come over here to High Yah's land. We done broke your code. We done broke the codes in the Bible. There's a story in the Bible. There's a true story in the Bible, Brother Drew. That's what's so killing about it. The 1881 Revised Version of the Bible is wrote in codes, these codes right here of Ecclesiastic Mason. But we can break the codes because the codes ain't nothing but the history of a nation of people that's living now. You know, and so when we keep everything Masonic, like the protocol said, that means that the Mason deals with signs, symbols, and numbers that is read in codes made by a compass, which is a cipher, which you get your codes, which is cipher. You know, the dots, they look like dots, but them ciphers, did. Well, we can break your ass codes now. The Yahman is code breakers now, Brother Drew, and we can break these codes down.
Right.
So when we follow to a dead letter what it is, then we'll understand how every nation of people, you see, we use the Bible as up on the codes. The Bible starts off and it tells you about a race of people called the Adamites. And that's who it started off with. Now, according to the story and the history, the Adamites got completely destroyed by the flood. And one family was left, Noah. And after the flood, now this is the first part of their history, was started with Adam and Lilith, and then Adam and Eve, and then his children all the way down his descendants, but all of them got destroyed that was the Adamites, but Noah and his family. Now, Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. He had these three sons. These three sons, it clearly tell you that's we're dealing with the first creation. Yeah. In the 10th chapter of Genesis, it'll clearly tell you that these people, these three sons of Noah, populated fathers of all the nations of people that's living in existence that came from the northern hemisphere, which was the people of Japheth, the southern hemisphere, which was Ham's people, and the eastern hemisphere, which was Shem's. And with this here, we can trace the history of the people that brought their ass over here to the west. Brother Truth, see, you brought your ass over here in the 9th century. Japheth's children did. And came as a Viking, Leif Erik the Red.
Uh-huh.
So all of your history of all the gods that you worship over there, which is 330,000 different gods, your history is wrote down in 2016, Brother Drew. But
right.
you had to know how to read this history. And due to the fact that we know the number one thing that is keeping the people that's known as African America in the dark is Christianity. And religion is the number one thing to conquer a person's mind is religion. And we can see right now that religion has conquered the African Americans' mind to the max. We can already see that. And when you don't know your history and know what systems that you've been put up under, then somebody has to go investigate it, and we done did that, Brother Drew.
Right.
In 2016, Brother Drew, we know this for a fact. Each nation, we talking nations, which would be a caste system, because ain't no such thing as a democratic, communist, all these forms of government that you just goddamn lie. That's a lie that's been told to the people. That's a lie. That's a lie. All of them is a caste system, which is a class system. And when I read in order, see, when we study in a chronological order using F, and we don't make no mistakes when we do that, Brother Drew. In a chronological order, in 2016, we have noticed throughout history the rulers of nations of people starts off with the royal, the ones that they say is royal blood. The next is the aristocrats. Staying in a nation, out of the royal and the aristocrats come government officials. Out of these government officials, they children. These are children, Brother Drew. He become military, meaning that he becomes the 5-star admiral and the 5-star general. Then, when you got your military in place, the next thing is mercantile. mean the merchants. These are your classes of people. When it comes to money and every goddamn thing, these are the ruling classes right now. And this is what they call themselves, Brother Drew. Then these people right here, Brother Drew, that comes out of this royal aristocratic family that created the government officials, that created the military, that created the mercantile, which sell you the goods, then they create a town. In this town, Brother Drew, you have a trade man, a craft man, which is a mason. Then you have a farmer, these are class, a certain class of people trading, a certain class of people crafting, a certain class of people mason, a certain class of people farmers, a certain class of people are ranchers. Now, this is the class that most people don't understand that is in a town, Brother Drew. And from the beginning of when everything got established, this is how it's run, and it's the same right now because you don't know the history, you don't know the same. In your town, you have the high class.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again. Again and again and again and again and again.
Freedom time, get free.
You there, Brother Drew? Brother Drew? Brother Drew?